Hello, this is Everyday English. Today is one of our special days, a quiz day. Would you kindly get pieces of paper and pencils for the quiz that I am going to give you presently? Question one.
I would like you to listen to the following sentences and comment on their meaning differences as well as grammaticalness. A. If a client makes a deposit, he is given an MOU to sign. B. If a client made a deposit, he was given an MOU to sign. And C. If a client makes a deposit, he would be given an MOU to sign. The question again. I would like you to listen to the following sentences and comment on their meaning differences as well as grammaticalness. A. If a client makes a deposit, he is given an MOU to sign. B. If a client made a deposit, he was given an MOU to sign. C. If a client makes a deposit, he would be given an MOU to sign.
Question two.
I would now like you to listen to these. Are they all grammatical? Do they mean the same? A. Did she dare say this? B. Dared she say this? C. Dare she say this? And D. Dares she say this? Listen to the question again. I would now like you to listen to these. Are they all grammatical? Do they mean the same? A. Did she dare say this? B. Dared she say this? C. Dare she say this? And D. Dares she say this?
Question three.
And now listen to the following sentences. Which of these are grammatical and which are not? A. He's used to telling such stories. B. He's used to being told such stories. C. He is used to tell such stories. D. He is used to such stories. E. He uses to tell such stories. And F. He used to telling such stories. Now listen to the question again. Which of them are grammatical and which are not? A. He is used to telling such stories. B. He is used to being told such stories. C. He is used to tell such stories. D. He is used to such stories. E. He uses to tell such stories. And F. He used to telling such stories.
Thank you, Adjo. Now, listeners, Adjo will go over each question once more. This will be followed by Kofi's suggested answer to each question. Question one.
I would like you to listen to the following sentences and comment on their meaning differences as well as grammaticalness. A. If a client makes a deposit, he is given an MOU to sign.
This is a correct sentence, an example of real condition in present time.
B. If a client made a deposit, he was given an MOU to sign.
A correct sentence. This too is an example of real condition, but here it refers to past time.
C. If a client makes a deposit, he would be given an MOU to sign.
This is an incorrect sentence. Would should be replaced by will, so that the sentence reads, if a client makes a deposit, he will be given an MOU to sign. Alternatively, would may be retained while make is changed to the past tense form, so that we get, if a client made a deposit, he would be given an MOU to sign.
Question 2.
I would now like you to listen to these sentences. Are they all grammatical? Do they mean the same thing? A. Did she dare say this?
Correct. Dare is being used as a full verb.
B. Dared she say this?
This is also a correct sentence. Dare is being used as an auxiliary verb like can, could, and so on. The sentence has the same meaning as, did she dare say this? In which case, dare is used as a full verb rather than as an auxiliary.
C. Dare she say this?
The sentence is correct. It has the same meaning as the sentences, does she dare to say this? And, does she dare say this?
And D, dares she say this?
This sentence is not correct. From the structure of the sentence, dare should be used as an auxiliary verb without any inflectional ending. But here, it has an inflectional ending. The speaker should have said, dare she say this? Or, does she dare say this? Or, does she dare to say this?
Question 3.
And now listen to the following sentences. Which of them are grammatical and which are not? A. He's used to telling such stories.
Correct.
B. He's used to being told such stories.
Correct.
C. He's used to tell such stories.
Incorrect. The verb be used to always takes an ing complement. The correct substitute is, he's used to telling such stories.
D. He's used to such stories.
Correct. The verb be used to, in addition to taking the ing form of the verb as a complement, can also take a simple noun or pronoun. For example, I, he is used to it. I, she is not yet used to her father, etc.
E, he uses to tell such stories.
Incorrect. The present tense form of be used to is always in the passive. For example, I am used to. He is used to. Never in the active, he uses to.
Thank you. This is all we have time for, listeners, and we thank you for your attention and time. Please join us next week if you have time. Have a good weekend. Goodbye.